But now, as promised, we're joined with Diana from The Faithful Traveler.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. How is your husband doing?
He's good. Did you tell everybody what happened?
No, we didn't mention it, but we've been praying for him at the radio studio here.
Thank you so much. He had a heart attack, really, right?
Like a couple days ago?
Yes. For those listening, my husband had a obviously unexpected heart attack on Sunday. Mm-hmm. As we planned for our trip to the Holy Land to film the Pope's trip. But he's fine, thank God. They caught everything in time, and he's home and he's recuperating, and the prognosis is good. He's expected to lead a long, healthy life.
Oh, praise God. Well, we're happy for that.
Well, you know, I put out a request for prayer as soon as I found out on Facebook, and it was amazing.
The response you got?
Yeah. Everybody was just praying, and the support has been great. Everybody's been really wonderful, just, you know, praying for him, and I'm really grateful.
Especially, this was a time of high anticipation because you were leaving for the Holy Land and to film, right, the Holy Father's visit there?
So now you're still going, yeah, we had other plans.
I know. Isn't that hard when God does that to us? It's kind of tough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's easy, but you know that he's in control, but it does get hard sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
You know, when you have your mindset on something, right, Jim?
To what?
Anything, like any type of plan or idea.
And God has other plans, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Well, there's that saying, right? You know, God laughs.
When my God laugh, tell me your plans.
There's the other one. What was it? I think it's be happy when things don't go your way, then you know you're not in control. Something like that.
Well, Diana, tell us a little about the Faithful Traveler.
Well, The Faithful Traveler is a Catholic travel television series that my husband and I have been producing for the last 10 years, actually probably longer.
Wow.
We kind of came up with the idea as we were planning our honeymoon back in 2003, and now we are just, you know, like I said, getting ready to film The Pope, so we've come a long way.
Yeah.
We started off, you know, the idea was that we wanted to expose people to some of the amazing shrines that we have here on the East Coast. We live in the Philadelphia area where we have 5 Catholic shrines that are amazing, 2 of which have saints, the National Shrine of St. John Newman and the National Shrine of St. Catherine Drexel.
Hold on. Let's quiz Jim on the other 3.
Oh, I know what they are. Sure.
Go.
Our Lady of Częstochowa. Right?
Yes.
They have the Miraculous Medal.
That's 3. That's 4.
Yep.
And wait.
She said Catherine Drexel and
St. John Newman.
Newman.
All right.
Her feast day is coming up.
Oh.
Rita? No.
Yeah.
Is it?
St. Rita. Yeah.
Oh, phone a friend. That's
right.
Oh, I didn't know she was there, too. Wow.
That's right. Yeah, because we actually, where my sons went to high school is not too far from St. Catherine's Shrine down in that area. But so you did this, you started this 10 years ago. Was it always on EWTN?
The first series was on EWTN. It originally broadcast in March of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, they rerun it every now and then. Mm-hmm. It came out this last December. Hopefully they'll put it out again sometime soon. But, you know, people can always buy DVDs off of our website as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the mostly we're concentrating on the East Coast shrines or expanding that beyond the East Coast, obviously?
Well, the original plan was to do all of the places in the United States.
Wow.
But, you know, we produced the show ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Both David and I have full-time jobs. So that's pretty much what pays for the production.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we first produced our first series, which was here in the United States, we stuck close to home. You know, we drove to every place that we went.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we did Pennsylvania shrines. We did a few places in New Jersey, New York, mm-hmm. and Maryland. And, you know, we spent very little, as little as we could, because, you know, we were driving and coming home. We weren't staying in hotels. But then when we started thinking about a second series, you know, we knew we would have to go further away from our home. We would have to incur greater costs with regards to airfare and hotel rooms. And unfortunately, we were having this conversation with EWTN, and, you know, they are also 100%, you know, gift-driven.
Right.
Yeah.
So they don't really have the kinds of funds available to help us produce that kind of series.
Right.
So we were pretty much thinking that the series was going to die at that point. Mm-hmm. And then I received a call from the owner of Select International Tours. Her name is Adita Krunick, and she's now a fantastic friend. She had just been hired to organize a trip to the Holy Land with Cardinal Regali, who was our archbishop at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And she wanted somebody to come along and film it. And I thought, you know, we worked together to, you know, to produce an opportunity for her to sponsor The Faithful Traveler. And so as a result of her help, we were able to film the Archdiocesan Pilgrimage, which happened in 2011. And our second series, which is The Faithful Traveler in the Holy Land, is a result of that. And that broadcast on EWTN in February of 2014. And I just spoke to them the other day, and they said that they are hoping to rebroadcast it sometime soon, especially probably when the Pope is in the Holy Land, which will be in the next couple weeks.
Wonderful. Nice. Yeah, we know Adita because she just organized our pilgrimage to the canonizations. We were over there for the canonizations. And
oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
Select
so funny.
Does wonderful work.
Right.
Yeah.
So did a good job. So what is, you say you and your husband both have other jobs.
We do.
What do you do?
Oh, I edit legal books.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I have a legal degree that I no longer, well, I use it, I suppose, in an editorial aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So I edit legal books, and my husband does training videos for a nearby nonprofit.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get into video, you and your husband, and producing?
Well, you know, like I said, we... around the time that we had gotten engaged, we were watching a lot of the Travel Channel, and
just
you know,
because, or honeymoon,
sorry?
Honeymoon
like,
ideas,
or you just like to watch, you like to dream of places to go to.
Well, you know, we just like to watch it because we found it interesting. You know, I mean, I think it's fascinating to learn about different people in different cultures, and travel series often present them in a very fascinating way.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one travel series host on the Travel Channel. Her name is Samantha Brown, and I loved watching her shows because she would go to these places that I could never see myself going because they were really expensive.
Mm.
But I just enjoyed her presentation of it so much that I kept watching her show. And so we, at the time, were, you know, we loved watching these shows, and we were planning our honeymoon. And I said, wow, you know, wouldn't it be great if there was a travel series that went to Catholic places that, you know, presented these shrines in a way that didn't make Catholics seem crazy, you know, because a lot
a
of times when secular television programs cover Catholic sites, a lot of times they do it with a healthy dose of skepticism, especially when they're dealing with places that have to do with miracles.
Right.
So, you know, and I mean, I get it. I get that people don't believe it, but, you know, I do. And I do believe that the Virgin Mary appeared to St. Catherine Laboure in the middle of Paris. And so I wanted to watch a show that would present it in that way. And I wanted to watch a show that had the same kind of production values that the travel series, the Travel Channel shows have.
Right.
You know, I didn't want it to be just another snoozy religious show, you know, that was just kind of cheesy and cute, but, you know, put me to sleep. I wanted to watch something that the production values wouldn't take away from my entertainment. So when we went on our honeymoon, we did go to the Rue de Bach, which is where, you know, the Virgin Mary presented the miraculous medal to St. Catherine Laboure.
Wow.
And we kind of played around with our video camera, and when we came home, we thought, you know what, let's just try it. Let's try and shoot at some places, and we did. We received permission to film at the Miraculous Medal Shrine here in Philadelphia, and we filmed our pilot there. We filmed our pilot at the D.C. Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, and we just kind of went from there. We completely taught ourselves how to use all of the equipment, and, you know.
That's really awesome. Mm. And you know what's cool, as you're talking about and sharing how, like, your own dream was to present this, it's not only like a travel thing, like look at this country, but it's also like allows people to deepen their faith and enter into the mysteries of the places that you're going to.
Right. You know, it's funny that you say that because I was listening to a podcast just recently with Ian Rutherford and his wife reviewed our second series in the Holy Land, and they said the same thing. You know, he said that it wasn't a travel series, and she said, you know, it is, but it's so much more.
Right.
And the funny thing is that I never really thought of it like that, but I agree.
It's deeper, yeah.
I intended it to be like a travel show, but I think it's because I believe these things, and because I, I've been Catholic my whole life, and I want to present these things in a way that people will understand why Catholics do what they do or why they believe what they believe. I suppose that you can't take away that aspect of it, the spirituality. And I think that while we do present some practical and factual information, there's also there's a lot of faith in our show. And I guess you can't take the Catholic out of a girl, you know?
That's right.
are you born and raised in the Philadelphia area?
No, I was actually born and raised in San Diego in California.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I moved to
I love
to
San
New York,
Diego.
Right?
And there's a perfect city there, right there, weather-wise. Okay.
Well, yeah, except right now they're experiencing some pretty bad fires, which it's the season for that.
That's
true. It's dry, it's hot.
True.
I think it's in the 90s over there right now, it's very windy, and that's not good for fires.
No.
So we're praying.
What brought you to the East Coast?
I wanted to work. Well, I got my law degree and I passed the bar in California. I practiced for a short amount of time and I hated it. I was not meant to be a lawyer. So I was an English major and I thought, gosh, what the heck am I going to do? What other career do I have? You know, and at the time I thought, well, I could work in publishing. And at the time, publishing was pretty much centered in New York or Boston, and I'd never been to either. And I thought, well, New Yorkers have a little less of a thick accent. I can probably understand them better.
That's funny.
So I moved to New York. I got a job right away working at Penguin Putnam, which was fantastic. And, a few years later, I met my husband, David, at the legal publisher that we worked. And then we eventually moved to the Philadelphia suburbs where he got a job. And then we were married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is your husband's also Catholic then?
He is. He is a convert, though. He was not Catholic when we first met, and he converted right before we got married.
Wow. Mm. That's a cool story,
too. Yeah, so he provides a real nice...
And he got into, all the shrine stuff with you and everything?
He did. It's funny. We have this conversation every now and then. He's like, if I didn't like what we were doing, I wouldn't do it. And, he does. I think he sees great value in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he loves being in the places that we go, and he loves to travel. And I think he also loves to present this information to people because he is basically our key audience, people who are either new to the faith or just don't know a lot about the faith and want to.
Yeah, because sometimes I think those of us who are born and raised Catholic, and this has been our culture for as long as we've been alive, sometimes we overlook the fact that there are people who don't understand or don't know, and so he must offer a much better perspective than in even presenting the material to a different audience that I wouldn't, as a cradle Catholic, probably wouldn't even think of initially.
Absolutely. He provides us with a wonderful perspective,
yeah.
So you guys are a good team. But now you're going to be going to the Holy Land. When do you leave, Diana?
Well, I am going now without my husband, but fortunately we have a great team. We have three young cameramen coming with us. We are leaving on Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday?
Yep, the 20th.
Okay, so we'll have to keep you in our prayers here.
Please do.
And did it say that you might have the opportunity to kind of talk with the Holy Father more and...
I think so. I found out that there was going to be a small gathering of media in Jerusalem, and I was like, how do I get into this? And fortunately, it's being organized by the Israel Ministry of Tourism, who is actually sponsoring our tour. They invited us to the Holy Land, and so we will have the opportunity to not only, film up close, but... meet Pope Francis. So I'm trying to figure out what to wear and what am I going to say to him. And
yeah, that's a
course,
lot to think about.
I know, right? Before this weekend, I was trying to figure out what to say to him, but now I think I'm just going to ask him to pray for my husband, and
oh,
that'll be good.
Yeah. Could you maybe mention domestic church, or at least bring us in your heart, because we really
I will. In fact,
we have a lot of intentions here.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I have all of my Facebook followers and all of my social media followers. I keep telling them all the time I'm going to be praying for them out there,
and I'm
definitely going to be praying for you guys as well. Mm. And I will, you know, I'll ask the Pope to pray for all of you guys.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Especially, we really want to get a North Jersey station, too, to reach New York. So
yeah,
that's one of our big prayer intentions here.
Right. So we put that, actually, when we were over in Rome, I kind of gave that to John Paul, too.
Yeah.
Because he's Jim's buddy.
He got me into this in the first place. So I said, no, I'm going to come through and get us this North Jersey station.
I agree. And, you know, honestly, I have to say, I think he was the ultimate faithful traveler. You know,
that's a huge inspiration
for us as well.
Yeah. When you're thinking, I was thinking about that recently when reading about the Holy Father's upcoming visit to the Holy Land, Pope Francis. You think about John Paul in his first year and his, of course, 26 years of being our Holy Father, how much he traveled the globe and brought Jesus in so many ways to so many people who never even knew Christ, you know, and he was, you're right, a truly faithful traveler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I just have another question. I've been able to go on many pilgrimages myself, and I feel like every time I go, you know, he definitely teaches me something, but it also is like a testament of his love for me, too, like in kind of taking me on these trips. So I was just wondering, what was your experience or how has like pilgrimages shaped your own spirituality?
You know, pilgrimage is, it's interesting when you think about this. And I mean, especially since we are our entire, everything that we're doing with the Faithful Traveler revolves around pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the one sense, you think we are so tremendously blessed to even be able to go to these places.
Right.
Because there are so many people who just can't travel for a variety of reasons, for health or for, you know, for a lack of financial. I mean, it's expensive to go places.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the one hand, you know, we think we're just so absolutely grateful for the opportunity to be able to visit these places. On the other hand, I find that pilgrimage is... if you really enter into it in a spiritual, you know, you do a lot of prayer and you really try and focus on what it is that you're doing, and it's more than just a vacation, you know, because it can be fun and it can be relaxing. But one of the biggest things that I think it helps me do is recognize and accept the suffering that comes out of every little moment of every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we Americans, you know, I don't know, we're a complaining nation. We call it venting, you know.
Right.
But everybody's always talking about their problems, you know. And as Catholics, you think, and it's funny because, like, online you see people post things that say, like, you know, do you talk to God about your problems as much as you talk to your friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the times, half the time, we don't, you know. We're so good at venting to our friends, but we're not so good at praying to God about our problems. And I think that my experience with pilgrimage has really brought that to the forefront for me in that, you know, when I travel, there is always something that goes wrong. My husband had a heart attack last weekend, you know. The first time that I went to the Holy Land, I was extremely ill, and it affected me tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always something that goes wrong, and you can either pout about it and complain the whole time and ruin your time and ruin everybody's time, or you can accept the suffering and make use of your suffering. And that's the concept of a pilgrimage.
Mm.
You know, a pilgrimage begins not when you get to your place, but the moment that you start planning for it.
Mm.
And if you can, you know, one of the things Pope John Paul II always used to say was that vacation and travel was a wonderful opportunity to grow in your faith.
Yeah.
And we really want to present that to people as well, that whenever you do anything, if you happen to be visiting your grandma in Philadelphia and you go to one of the nearby shrines, you know, that could be a pilgrimage. You don't have to travel abroad to go on pilgrimage. And the pilgrimage, you could offer up the drivers that drive you crazy on the Schuylkill or the lack of parking or the fact that you had to walk too far. I mean, there's always
something to offer up. Yeah.
And so that, I think, is one of the other things. You know, the graces that come of being able to make these travels, but also the graces that come from suffering that comes along with them.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I can like identify with that too. And it is a blessing. And sometimes, you know, like even your husband having a heart attack, sometimes when something goes wrong before a pilgrimage or like out of ordinary, you're like, oh, okay, this is going to be a good one then, you know, like not that it equates to that like all the time.
You know, it's funny that you say that because somebody said that to me. They were like, what is the devil trying to stop you from doing?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And it's like, yeah, okay, come on. Of right. course, I don't want to invite the devil to
no.
to bring any more problems my way. But you know, I've got St. Michael on my side.
Right.
I'm wrapping myself in the mantle of Mary, and you know, I trust in the Lord, and we can do anything with Him behind
right.
us. And
right.
So you know.
So Diana, tell us, our listeners, if they want to find out more about the Faithful Traveler and maybe some of the work you've done in the past, how they can find out.
Or they can even buy a DVD if they're going to the Holy Land or somewhere and they want to find out, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Our website is the best place to go, and it's www.thefaithfultraveler.com, and we have links to all of our social media, which we will be flooding with images of the Holy Land in the next week.
Wonderful.
And, you know, our blog is there. You can buy our DVDs there. You know, you can watch videos. There's all sorts of stuff on our website. So definitely check it out, www.thefaithfultraveler.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you on your pilgrimage.
Thank you so much. I'll be praying for you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Diana. God bless you, and we'll keep praying for your husband for a quick recovery.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Have a safe and holy trip.
Okay.
God bless
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.